Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're very welcome to the programme. I think you'll enjoy this. The population has reached a new high of over 5 million people for the first time since the famine. And we're getting older as well, with the average age now 38.8. That's just some of the data outlined in today's newly published 2022 census figures. But just how much, or how little, has Irish society as a whole changed over the last 100 years? Well, we're joined now by historian in residence with Dublin City Council, Cathy Scuffle. You're very welcome, Cathy, to the programme. I've heard your
Thank you.
On radio, and I've read some your research, and I find it absolutely fascinating about how Ireland was, particularly in, you've done an awful lot of work on the 1911 census data, haven't you, around the South Circular Road in particular, which is great.
That is correct.
We've given you a job of work of comparing today's census data with the data of the, so let's start with population, Cathy. Over 7 million on the island of Ireland for the first time in 171 years.
And in 1911, we had just barely reached 4 million. So if we took the Republic, then we just had about 3.1 million or thereabouts, if you just extracted the figure. So 3.1 million compared with 5.1 today. So there's a bit of a difference. Yes.
My God. And it goes to show how much damage the famine did, doesn't it? I mean, it's taken us this long to recover, basically, population-wise.
And in 1911, that figure represented a drop of 1.5% on the figure from 1901. Okay. So we were on a slow decline the whole way through the early years of the 1900s. Okay. And it is the famine, definitely the famine affecting everything.
Okay, so we're back somehow anyway. So we made it back in 171 years. And in terms of today's the granular detail then, the number of non-Irish citizens usually resident in Ireland has increased, hasn't it? Now accounts for about 12% of the population. And we're told that the biggest groupings within that are Polish and UK citizens, followed by Indian, Romanian and Lithuanian. Now, how was it in 1911?
Well, if we just take my South Circular Road, which I looked at in quite a lot of detail, I actually examined about 2,740 records and went through them in great detail to see what I could extract from it. So you want to enjoy this, because we actually had people who had been born in India living on the South Circular Road then. Okay. We also had Russian, Canadian, American, Australian, Maltese, South American, West Indies, Gibraltar, San Lucia, and all of the European countries.
My
and
God,
that's
weren't
before
you posh?
We had Aer Lingus or Ryanair.
Posh and sophisticated on the South Circular Road. Isn't that incredible? So there was a great diversity even then.
Absolutely. And that was the big surprise for me, because I expected it to be a Dublin population and maybe, you know, take in some of the counties. But it took in all 32 counties, as well as Dublin and Dublin County. And not surprisingly, the counties nearest Dublin, so Wicklow, huge number of people from Wicklow living there, but also Kildare, Wexford and Meath. So we had an absolute mix of people living on the road that's just about 2.5 miles long. So it was a very interesting
Well, based
exercise.
On that, it's going to be very interesting to ask you about religion, Cathy, because interesting trends then in the 2022 data from the census, an increase in the number of people selecting no religion. And the proportion of the population who identified as Roman Catholic fell from 79% in 2016 to 69% in 22. So how was it? How does that compare to 1911?
Okay, so the first thing to say about the 1911 census, you didn't get a tick box. So you wrote in your religion. You wrote in everything. In fact, you just got a blank form and you had to fill everything in. So the Roman Catholic religion was on the rise on the South Circular Road at that time in 1911. But the Protestant religion was very close behind it. There wasn't, they weren't equal, but they weren't far off. And then we had Methodist, Presbyterian, we had a growing Jewish population, mm-hmm. and we had a considerable number of others. In fact, one family described themselves as non-sectarian as their religion. Wow, so take from that whatever you wish.
Very interesting indeed. I mean, I suppose given the context of the time and the politics of the time, can I ask you then about occupations? And I do want to get in the about a minute or 2 minutes left or so. So let's do a minute on occupation and a minute on Gaelge, and be gentle with me on one of those. What do we know about the occupations people had then?
Well, people would put in a general term like clerk, but if you looked at it in more detail, then they might tell you clerk in the brewery. So you knew then they were working in Guinness or in one of the other big breweries in the city. We also had tailors, garment makers, a lot of weavers. All the trades were there. We had commercial laundries because we've no washing machines at this stage. We had people in the tobacco factory. If you put down civil servant, you usually filled out the form in great detail, telling you your grade, rank, station and place of work, just in case there was any ambiguity at all.
Okay.
The medical students kept making the news because they kept having celebrations at various times in the term, but I had a considerable number of them living on the South Circular Road, so they were plastered all over the paper for things they were up to.
Yeah, maybe they were plastered as well. Who knows?
I
hope just
that.
As students. Come here to me. Finally, Cathy, on the Irish language. Today's figures from the census show the number of people who can speak Gaelge is up 6% since 2016. Can you compare in any way with 1911?
I can a little. It was beginning to appear. A considerable number of people filled out their form, Os Gaelge. I think more protests than anything else. Remember the times we're living in, 1911, the beginning of that decade when all the change happens. Quite a lot filled it out, Os Gaelge, but some of the enumerators crossed it out and wrote it in Irish, or wrote it in English above the Irish. So it wasn't a very popular thing with the people collecting the data at the time. But you can tie that into the Celtic revival, the Gaelic revival of the time. Mm-hmm. There was a huge interest in all things Irish, and the Irish language is beginning to creep back in 1911.
Isn't that fantastic and fascinating, I should say? I shouldn't say fantastic, being completely objective on that particular element. Are you the most interesting historian in residence in the country? I think you are, with Dublin City Council anyway. Cathy Scuffell, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.